This is episode 258, recorded June 19th, 2015. Packard pokes at Mabosaurus Rex of the Napa Valley. I want to thank Joe Unseen from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news. Good evening to everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unimmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
Ever since I could remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster.
And how long was that, Joe?
Since I was a little boy growing up in the Bronx.
You lived in the Bronx, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived across from the car wash.
You lived across the street from the car wash?
No, it wasn't a car wash.
Oh, it was a drug dealer, right?
No.
They just called it a car wash.
It was a cab stand.
Cab stand?
Yes.
Oh, how do cabs stand? I mean, they only have wheels. They don't have feet. I thought you needed to have feet to stand.
They stand against the curb, idling with the driver in the seat.
They stand against it?
Yes.
So you walk up to them, you can push them over, huh?
No.
No?
The wheelbase prevents it.
Oh, see? See, they have wheels. See, you're going back to that whole wheel thing. Just... Out in California, they're experiencing this little thing called a drought. And we have this thing that's going on our entire planet called climate change. And the fundies out there think, well, that they can just pray so they can bring the rain. Or they think if you change a law, that'll work just as well. Because out in California, a state assemblywoman, Shannon Grove, who is actually probably a few oranges short of a full grove, as a Republican, she hinted last week that if drought-stricken state would adopt laws restricting abortion, like Texas did with the H.R. 2 junk science bill, that if they enact this law, it's going to rain. Because apparently, down in Texas, the day after they signed the bill down there, it rained. Which means, obviously, God was paying attention. Or they read the weather forecast. California right now is in its fourth year of severe drought, with Governor Brown declaring a state of emergency back in January. The last year was the driest on record, with the records going back 160 years. Governor Brown issued the state's first mandatory water restrictions. This state's assemblywoman, she walks into the assembly room waving a fucking Bible above her head like that means anything. If we get rid of abortion, then God will, you know, bless us with rain. If we don't, then he's just going to dry out our state. These people are so divorced from fucking reality, it's not even funny. Joe, your thoughts.
I imagine her walking into the state assembly, waving a book of fairy tales, and saying, we have to limit personal freedom so it will rain. That's essentially what she's saying.
Yeah.
It's just complete nonsense.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it rained in Texas, and then it rained in Texas, and then it rained in Texas, and then it flooded Texas,
yep.
And then people died, and entire neighborhoods were washed away. It was awful.
Yeah.
So I don't think God was blessing them with rain.
No. God either gets it. It's God's like does it like with a yo-yo action. It's either all the way down or all the way up. It's either dry or you're going to get flooded away. There's like no median, you know. So much for a all-powerful creator who obviously can't, you know, control jack shit.
And this is, I mean, Texas, Rick Perry had the whole, like, let's pray for rain thing.
Yeah.
And they all prayed. and then it didn't rain for like another year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just saying that tough abortion laws are stronger than prayer?
Apparently.
What? Huh?
Yeah, I know, right? That doesn't make any sense to them. And you know what? Just not to cut you off here, Joe. I remember they had the Texas Free Thought Convention was down in Texas that year. And Rick Perry was calling for rain. And the fucking state basically burst into fucking flames. They went down there. And that very day, it rained.
Yeah, the next day after the Free Thought Convention, it rained.
Yeah.
And so, you know, God loves atheists.
Exactly.
But, I mean, she's sitting here, she's saying, like, the reason it hasn't rained in California is because we haven't enacted a law yet to restrict abortion. Oh, okay. So what happens in the state of New York, where it rains all the freaking time, where right. I live, and the plants get blight because there's so much rain on them, and the streams and the rivers, they flood, and, you know, like, we got plenty of water here.
Yeah. Well, you know,
not,
see, they
not to brag or nothing.
Well, you see, God is just doing it, instead of reinforcing with drought, he's just reinforcing with more rain. So, I'm just saying.
Right. And the high-pressure system off the West Coast that's been there for 4 years now has absolutely nothing to do with the drought.
No, nothing to do with that.
Because naturally occurring weather cycles, like, that's just absolutely nothing to do with it.
Right, exactly. Connie from the chat room, she goes, God, I'm a creator, not a plumber. You know, I can just hear.
I guess I was letting my thoughts wander all over the avenue of consideration.
Mm-hmm. You almost collided with established dogma back at those presumptions.
And we have Deconverted Man tonight, so we've got a good, interesting question that he's proposed, and let's go to that question now.
If you had just one minute to
skeptical.
Be skeptical, what would you do? What would you say? How would you answer the questions? This is the 1 Minute Skeptic. Should religion be abolished?
Definite yes. With the things we learn through science, through logic and reason, and of the things that we have been able to do, the things that we can do in the future because of it, there are limitless possibilities to what we can achieve. Nothing that we couldn't do thanks to science. Religion is against that. If it were up to the religious people, like Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Pat Robertson, we'd all be sent back to the Dark Ages. All they care about is distributing their bigotry, their hatred, and filling their own pockets with other people's money because they are too gullible to see that they're being tricked. When we follow logic and reasoning, we can do so many great things. Religion is not bad. People use it for bad. But when we take away their weapon, they have nothing anymore. So yeah, religion needs to be abolished, but all in the name of progress. If we want to continue and survive as a species, then religion must go, because logic is the only reasonable conclusion to uncover the truth.
This has been the 1 Minute Skeptic.
So what do you think, Joe? Do you think that religion should just go away or be removed?
Be removed? Absolutely not. Will it go away? I don't think so, because humans are susceptible to believing things that aren't necessarily true. We all believe things that aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly looking for things that I believe are true that might not be.
Okay.
I mean, once upon a time, I believed that vitamin supplements were good for my health, and I would spend money and buy vitamin supplements, and I would take them, and I now know that that's complete bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not worth spending money on. They're not good for your health. You don't live longer or have a better quality of life because you take them. It's just a scam. And so
for some people they work, but basically because we have basically food thrown at us like all the time, we get all our essential vitamins and minerals already in the foods we already eat today.
Well, there's certain health conditions where a doctor might prescribe certain vitamin supplements to you, and it's been shown that, you know, that can work. Or if you're you have a poor diet,
mm-hmm.
maybe it can help. But if you live in a society like we do where there's plenty of food, there's plenty of variety of food, and you make sure you eat plenty of food, like really the supplements aren't going to help you.
Right.
And it's just a waste of money. Right. And I used to believe in that, but I no longer do. So I'm constantly looking for like things like, okay, what do I believe now that might not be true? And I discovered a new one recently, although I can't remember what it was offhand. But
must not have been important, as they say.
It was something minor, and I was like I was listening to some podcast, and they were talking about something, and I was like, holy shit, I never thought to question that.
Yeah.
I wonder, that's, holy crap, that's not true? Sitting there like, just like, yeah, it's true, of course it is, I believe it. But
I believe it, so therefore it's true!
We as humans are all susceptible to belief, and should we get rid of religion? No, we shouldn't go around telling people what to and not to believe. And can we get rid of it completely? No. There's always going to be some kind of religion, I think, or woo-woo belief that people are going to have. So, I mean, it's just going to be there. We just got to try and educate people as best we can, encourage them to think critically about things, remind them that just because you believe something doesn't make it true.
Right.
That's where evidence comes in. And that's that. I mean, I think the number of people in the world who do think critically is increasing. It seems that people are more people are understanding, like, oh, okay, just because some hippie told me to rub a power crystal doesn't mean I'm going to increase my energy.
No, those are power bars.
Well, power bars have a lot of protein in them.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, he's rubbing the power bars.
Oh, no, is
bars.
That something I believe that might not be true?
He's rubbing the power bar. He's supposed to rub the crystal, not the bar. You got it backwards. I mean, for myself, I think religion should go away. I mean, although I tend to agree with you.
Where's it going to go, really?
Well, there's
a full. You know,
well, I was going to say there's
a. There's nowhere to go.
Well, there's a dead end street down on my block. I can send it to, and you just kind of push it back down that way.
The guy that lives at the end of the street, he's got a shotgun. He yells at people. He tells the kids to stay off his lawn.
Yeah, we wouldn't want religion on his line. Then he'd just fucking go nuclear, you know. Just although I was going to say, I do agree with you that will it go away? Most likely not, because I heard this great quote a few weeks ago that if, let's just say, we could hit a reset button and all knowledge was wiped away, and, you know, all knowledge of, you know, what we have for technology-wise and beliefs of God and whatnot, just was all erased. And you start over again. Everything that we know to be fact, like, you know, how iPads are made or whatever, those are all facts. These are based on science. Those would be rediscovered and be exactly as they are again. However, with religious beliefs, something new would pop up, completely new out of that. Because, as you said, you know, there's always something you want to believe in. And if you want to follow a belief of something, something will fill that hole one way or the other. It may not be God. It may be the dental floss gods or whatever. So,
right. I think it was Penn Jillette that said that. That's one of my favorite quotes from him. And yeah, absolutely. If all of human knowledge was erased, we would eventually rediscover all of the discoveries we've made from science, because those are based on evidence.
Mm-hmm.
The things around us, the natural world, we would rediscover it. We would retry the same experiments and find this works, this doesn't. It would happen all over again. But the religions wouldn't look the same. The religions would look completely different, which means they're not based on testable evidence.
Right. And Connie in the chat room said, how many dead religions are there? And the gods have been around for centuries, or pretty much as long as man have. Because originally, people thought, you know, that there was gods up in the sky who would throw down thunderbolts and lightning and things like that. Eventually, you know, that god went away because we discovered, hey, this is how lightning works, and how thunder works, and all of this other stuff. And those gods went away, but then they were replaced with something else. Eventually, it all was eventually replaced to one particular imaginary friend.
Right.
So,
religion throughout human history has been much like language or art has been.
Mm-hmm.
It continually evolves. It changes. It's influenced by, like, one religion will influence another religion. One language will influence another language. One art movement will influence another art movement. It's all part of humanity. It's how we interact with each other and how we create. And religion is just one of those things where where it's created and then it changes and then it gets influenced by other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it through the history of religion. You can see how this religion had contact with people of another region that believed in another religion, and
yep.
they sort of melded and it went into this other thing. And polytheistic religions eventually became the monotheistic religions,
mm-hmm.
but yet there's still polytheistic religions out there, like Hinduism, which has been around longer than all of the monotheistic
yep.
religions. So, I mean,
you know what? Even Christianity in itself isn't completely monotheistic.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, they say they are, but it's not.
Yeah, I tried to explain that to them.
They still believe in angels. They pray
yeah.
to Mary. They believe that Jesus and God are two
right.
different things, but they're the same thing. It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, they got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, but they're all the same guy. As
right.
like no,
well,
those
the Holy Ghost
things.
Is real. I've met him. He's cool.
I had lunch with him last week. He's a terrible tipper, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you count the bags if you buy dust from him.
I thought that felt a little light. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yo, watch it. He'll cut you.
Fuck, man. No, somebody get the Holy Ghost on the phone. I we need to talk, you know.
He doesn't have a phone. He has a pager.
Well, yeah, get his pager.
paging Holy Ghost. Paging.
Speaking of pages, we've got some pages of words that we would like you to hear, and we'll be back in just a moment to ruin the rest of the show for you.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass!
What if there's a really bad, crummy guy who's going to jail, but I know he's innocent?
Well, Bart, your Uncle Arthur used to have a saying. Shoot them all and let God sort them out. Unfortunately, one day he put his theory into practice. It took 75 federal marshals to bring him down. Now let's never speak of him again.
Yes.
That clip is courtesy of The Simpsons. And I'll tell you right now, it really fits this particular next story we're going to be talking about, because we're going to be talking about Dennis Marcuse,
who shot up a whole bunch of things.
Well, he tried. Well, he I wouldn't say
no,
that.
He didn't shoot anything up,
but he threatened. He threatened a lot of people. And who did he mostly threaten? People who just did not believe in the Almighty God. Yay. He was sentenced recently to 3 years of psychiatric treatment. About fucking time. Back in the early 2012, he was arrested again for violating terms of his probation, which was to basically said, hey, you're not supposed to get onto any social media, no blogging, you're not to interact with anybody online, because he would get onto Twitter and people's blogs, mostly skeptics' blogs, and send them death threats. Some of the stuff that he would say, stuff like, watch for Judgment Day, and then he put a link to it, like, you're like, I'm judging you, and I'm going to take you out. And one of the other ones that went out to somebody on Twitter here says, I'm going to execute you, you fucker. The police will not save you. And then he went by the handle David Mabus. So if you're ever familiar with the name Mabus, then you know exactly who I'm talking about. Which, you know, and it's kind of funny, is that I go through this one town, and on this dental lab, it actually says Mabus Dental I shit you not, which is really fucking funny. As like, every day I have to see this. So I keep being reminded of Mabus every fucking day of my life. If this fucker had not had made threats to me and to Joe here, he'll tell you about that in just a few moments, I would have looked twice at that sign. I mean, this guy was completely off his rocker. He showed up at an atheist convention up in Montreal, and as far as I understand, he was trying to make threats against some of the people there, too. Joe, your thoughts?
I have no idea who this guy is.
Right.
I'm just kidding. No, I first got into the Twitter atheist scene back in 2011, and I had no idea who this guy was. And very quickly, I started receiving messages from him, and he was saying all sorts of weird shit to me and sending me the links to, like, fucking stupid pages that he created. Mm-hmm. And he went with the handle Mabus, mm-hmm. David Mabus. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I just figured it was, like, spam or trolling or whatever, and I just – whatever. But I noticed that, like, other atheists online were talking about him, and they're like, oh, yeah, he's a real asshole. He's really harassing everybody. And that's when I started finding out a little bit more about him. He lived up in Canada, and I guess he's a little mentally unhinged.
Yeah.
And he was making, like, some serious threats against atheists like Richard Dawkins, P.Z. Myers, Jen McCreet, and James Randi.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just relentless. He would create accounts so fast. Like, it's not hard to create a Twitter account, but you do need, like, an email, like an original email, mm-hmm. and then you have to go and create the account. He would have, like, just stacks of emails ready to go, and he would just create Twitter account after Twitter account after Twitter account, and yep. then just start spamming everybody until that account got suspended, and then he would create another one, and he would yep. just keep going and going and going. And you would, like, wake up in the morning, you look at your Twitter, and you'd be like, oh, I've got 56 messages, and they're all from Mabus.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and thanks to this fucktard, because of the shit he was doing, the multiple accounts like that, Twitter now requires that you have a phone number attached to your Twitter account before you can even broadcast even one message. I tried to set one up for a friend a few weeks back, and it said before you can even tweet, basically, you have to set up with a phone number. Phone number is now required.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. You can't make up multiple accounts without, or even a secondary account without another phone number now.
That's some fucking bullshit.
I know. It is bullshit, but because of what he pulled, this was one of the things that came out
I'm
of that.
I'm so glad I have all my Twitter accounts set up already.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm glad I have all my accounts set up as well. So,
But yeah, I mean, he even went so far as to show up at an atheist event where I think, what was it, P.Z. Myers was there speaking?
Yep.
And P.Z. was the one who snuck a picture of him, like mm-hmm. got the famous picture of him turning around.
Yep.
And that
he's doing this number.
Yeah, and that picture went all over the internet. Everybody's like, all right, this is what that guy looks like. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And so then there was, like, this move to the Montreal police to, like, try and, like, look into this guy because he was making threats online.
Right.
And to the Montreal police's credit, they did look into it. And
it took him a while.
Yeah, it did take a while, but they did eventually, like, take it seriously and arrest him. And he was, like, court ordered away from social media, like, mm-hmm. don't touch social media, stay away from your computer, don't fuck around. And in 2013, he went right back at it and yep. started with his favorite target, P.Z. Myers, and was all over that shit. And so he got arrested again.
I was one of the people he hit one of my blog posts again. I mean,
yeah. He was so motivated. He was all over Twitter. He was all over blogs. He was commenting. Well, he was on YouTube, right?
Yep.
He was everywhere, like everywhere. He was just like, ah, blah, blah, blah. And it was always the same stupid shit. Like, as soon as you saw it, you're like, oh, that guy again.
You know, the thing is, if he had actually had a coherent argument, you know, I deal with you deal with a lot of weird ass Christians. I've dealt with a lot of weird ass Christians over the years. I mean, at least to some point, even though most of their comments are, you know, just based in stupidity, at least there's some semblance of order to them. His comments were like, I'm going to kill you, atheist, and Judgment Day, and I got a dildo up my ass. What the hell are you talking about?
It didn't make sense at all, a lot of the stuff he said.
Yeah.
But in 2013, when he finally came back, I was like, oh, shit, Mabus is back.
Yeah.
And, like, I wrote to Martin Pribble, And I said, yo, Mavis is back. And he's like, I know. He's like, just ignore him.
Yeah, I blocked that sumbitch multiple times. There was
but he had so many accounts, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I know. It was hard. There was somebody else did come up with a parody account, said Mavis apologizes. It was somebody else. We actually gave him a shout out here on the show. I don't think he ever heard it, but you know, at least he was like, oh, everybody, I'm sorry. I was such an idiot. For everybody that's on Twitter, there's always going to be somebody, especially if they make a big ass out of themselves, they're going to, you know, do shit like that. There was that guy. But one of the people who was on this show, a co-host on the show, he hasn't been on in a couple of years. You remember Eric? Everybody, you know, everybody loves Eric. Mm-hmm. He tweeted at Eric, threatening Eric, too. He's like, dude, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm on your team. And he didn't fucking care. If you were even associated with an atheist in any way, tweeted at one or anything related to them, then you were automatically on his hit list.
Yep.
I am so glad that he is finally getting the help that he desperately needs. And
yeah, according to the article, he's blaming it on drug and alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
And they're sending him for psychiatric help. But I'd be surprised if drugs and alcohol had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
It seems really like severe mental illness.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. With him, that's exactly what it was. He is just mentally unstable.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
And we have tonight with us Mr. Priestley and his assistant. We had to go and get them out of the bunker. And yes, your donations are going well to fund the bunker, at least as much as we possibly can, because we have to throw him bread and water once in a while. I mean, he kind of likes that. Fuel for the tank is just not going well. So I had to give him something a little bit more fuel efficient. It was a bicycle. And fortunately, he took his own path here, and we were able to make sure that he got here safe, because we stuck a GPS tracker on his leg. So we knew where he was. So if anything had happened to him, we would have followed him. So let's see what Mr. Priestley has for us tonight.
Well, Miss Beulah, what is the letter for tonight?
Dear Mr. Priestley, my kids want to see the latest movies that are out. One of them is called Jurassic World, which depicts dinosaurs, which everyone knows are just creations of Satan, used to fool us into believing in evolution. What can I do? Do I either tell them that the movie isn't real and that evolution is made up by Satan and the ungodly heathens, or should I just forbid them from going? Sincerely, Tested in Tennessee.
Dear Tested, as you know, the people out in Hollywood are all controlled by Satan, and all those ungodly heathens are out to corrupt our children's minds with lies of evolution and teaching them to use their imagination, which everyone knows is the tool of the devil. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ.
What are you suggesting they do?
They are obviously exposing their children to ungodly things just by letting them know about this movie. They need to cleanse their house according to Leviticus 14:52-53, where it says, "And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean." Remember, boys and girls, Jesus loved us so much, he came.
Okay, Mr. Priestley, just go warm up your bicycle or something. Wow, Mr. Priestley. he's going by that Old Testament where you take bird blood and spread it around the house, thinking it's going to cleanse the house.
Yeah, but that works. Vitamin C doesn't work, but that works.
Oh, that is just so bizarre. Hey, at least he didn't tell everybody that they had to die this week. I mean, he's making progress, I think.
One time it was raining.
No.
And I didn't want it to rain because I was going to go to the park. So I spread bird's blood all around the house,
mm-hmm.
and it stopped raining.
See, obviously it must have worked.
So, yeah, it worked. Right there, proof, evidence, checkmate. Atheist skeptics. Don't you give me that confirmation bias bullshit, because it worked.
Right. Connie in the chat room will ask, what aisle do you buy your bird blood in, Joe?
It doesn't come from an aisle.
Oh, really? Okay.
We'll talk later.
Okay. Shh. Well, Mr. Priestley is just, he's sticking to the old Testament shit. Well, we got to get out of here, and I want to thank everybody that came to the chat room tonight, and we'll be back next week with our long 1 hour show, a single topic, which we have a guest next week, and that is Fish Head Salad, and he will be joining us on the show as our special guest speaker, so you want to be here for that.
Fish Head Salad's coming?
Yeah, Fish Head Salad is coming to the show. He's going to be here next week, Friday, as our special guest host speaker.
That guy's funny. I know that guy.
Yeah, I do too. So we look forward to having him with us on the show. Be sure you join us then, and we're going to get out of here. And we'll be back next week. Try to be here for that show. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes at. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.